Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for tonight, Thursday, June 2nd. And we have a lot of interesting things we want to talk about tonight, but first I want to give my sister an opportunity to share some news with us.
Okay, I'll make it quickly. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. We just have two brief announcements for tonight. Janine Lobel of Stila was recently named Creative Director for Kevin O'Coin's cosmetics line, so kind of interested in seeing how that line is going to turn around. Also, IMAS LA is taking place in Pasadena at the Pasadena Convention Center, and I know I've been repeating this like week after week, but I can't help it. I'm just excited about it. Saturday, June 26th from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, June 27th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. One of the keynote speakers on Saturday will be Ray Morris of L'Oreal. On Sunday, they'll have the Alice in Wonderland panel discussion and the student competitions this year. On Saturday, they'll have the Beauty Fantasy competition, and the theme is Alice in Wonderland. And on Sunday, the Character Prosthetic competition, and the theme, Grimm's Fairy Tales. So for more information on the International Makeup Artist Trade Show, you can go to www.imatshow.com. That's imatshow.com.
Cool. Well, our guest tonight is makeup artist Veronica Lane of the Makeup Artist Workshop. Welcome to the show, Veronica.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. Before we get into our conversation with you, we are joined by Suzanne Patterson, who's back again this week with her HD Makeup Technology and Technique update. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. How are you doing, ladies?
We are wonderful.
Good, good. Always great here to be with you.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about, in our technology part here, lenses and filters, ladies, that's where all the refinements are taking place in the shot. We DPs are just loving all of the advancements that are at their fingertips with their basic camera packages. Film has such a rich, buttery flavor that we've all grown to love. And it's very, very kind of skin in a rounded type of dimension. With these new cameras that are coming out on the market, particularly the ones in the fall that we talked about in previous episodes, lighting is really going to be a little less ugly on talent and looking a little more sophisticated because of better diffusion filter techniques in camera, and that's because of the mass of filters that have come out of the market, especially from the UK-based format company. These filters take down the sharpness, such as softening wrinkles. They can cast more light in shadowed places, even on faces. They can bring more luminance to even a bright object in a scene. So So essentially, makeup artists really must train their eyes to see a little bit more in contrast, kind of the same way that camera sensors pick up the image. So in talking about filters, there is a new filter that's come out that DPs are just falling in love with because it allows targeted softening of the faces and wrinkles without affecting the overall look of the frame. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. It's called the WOW filter. And the WOW filter allows creative impact in the image capture on set without even having to do any editing in post. The downside to this filter, however, is that I have found that it can distort makeup, so it's imperative now that your technique in recreating skin tones is extremely sharp because this filter does degrade a little bit, especially if you're off, you're going to see it. So it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just something to, you know, be aware of. I've encountered it, and if you work in HD long enough, you're eventually going to encounter it too, especially on your higher-end productions. The Format Company also has a soft gold enhancer, which gives a soft, warm feel to the image, and it's been found to be really helpful in visually removing blemishes, and this is really great for Sony cameras because Sonys have those hot internal mirrors that can let in extra infrared light. So that affects the red electron in the camera. So this kind of helps offset that a little bit. Format also has a filter that can fuzz out wrinkles and blemishes, but keeps the eyes sharp. I'm telling you, it's almost like recreating the face in camera with what these lenses and filters can do. It also has a little bit of halation with it in regards to lighting. So this combination with the warmth and the halation that it gives kind of gives more of a rounded film look versus a flatter HD look. So that's kind of what DPs are going for. So anyway, that's it for the technology side. I said last week that I wanted to talk a little bit about doing bronzing in a Okay, this is where you really have to look at bronzing as part of your foundational process. In other words, it has to be in the same undertone, and it must be not more than a quarter to a half step in value darker as the skin's top tone, because in order to get that organic-looking blend, it really has to look like it's part of the complexion. So you have to look at it completely different. It's not just picking up a bronzer and, you know, just lightly doing it. You need to make sure that it is a warm, cool, or neutral, and that I have bronzers that are in warm, cool, and neutral, and then I have them in different values depending upon the skin tone I'm working with, because you want to give that little bit of lift and warmth to the face, especially if it's a pale face, a very fair-skinned person. If it looks obviously too obvious, then obviously it's been over-applied. So, you know, the key here is that if it's looking too brown, it's not in the right skin value for the skin tone. If it's looking too orange or peach-colored, then it isn't in the right undertone for the skin. Always work with a powder bronzer. Stay away from the cream ones, because if you make a mistake, it's much easier to correct. I always cut my brush in a translucent or colorless face powder to help tone down just the intensity of the bronzer and to help me apply a more natural-looking warmth. I have this habit of keeping a terry cloth towel nearby, whereas if I use any powder products, you know, I cut my brush, dip it in there, and then I'll just swipe it on the terry cloth towel to knock it back a little bit. So then I know that I'm working from a more sparing point of view, you know, being very sparingly. I want to really strongly suggest that you only use a fan brush. You know, no more bronzer brushes, no more chiseled powder brushes. Get used to working with a fan brush, because this is a tool that's going to give you the most minimal approach in HD. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, for those who are, you know, not quite sure about how to apply bronzer, just think about the prominent architecture of the face. Like the forehead, the nose, the chins, a little bit on top of the cheeks. I always like to have a little bit of continuity, so I might run a little bit down the neck and if there's any chest, just so that it looks like it has continuity to it. You do want to use a bit of blush color to balance it out. That helps enhance the bronzing effect. I just avoid using cream blushes for this. I definitely use the powder. So that's my technology and technique tips for the week. I also wanted to. Y'all are so quiet.
Oh no! I feel like. I'm over here taking notes.
But you know, just approach your bronzer from that point of view, that it is treat it like it's part of the foundational process and how you do temperatures and values with your foundations and your powders and blush the same. Bronzer the same way. So we have High Definition Makeup University that's happening on July 10th and 11th, and we're about half full. So this will be the last class of the year here in Washington, D.C. Looking forward to seeing you guys at IMATS. I will be at the Graftovian booth again this year, so stop by and say hi.
Definitely will. And your HD University classes, how often do you offer that throughout the year?
We're just doing it twice a year.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's really all I have time for. And actually, a colleague of mine, Sarah Seidman Vance, has developed a wonderful intensive lighting class for makeup artists, which I'll talk about next week.
Okay.
But, I don't want to take up too much of your time, and appreciate it, and hope it was helpful.
Yes, it was. And don't forget to tell us about it when you come back.
I will do that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, bye-bye. Great.
No,
our guest. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if Veronica was still there.
I'm still here. I was learning all about HD makeup and bronzing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's some great information. Great information. Well, tonight our guest is Ms. Veronica Lane, makeup artist, over 15 years experience. And Veronica has worked on commercials, television, fashion shoots, advertising, red carpet events, press junkets, you name it, she can do it. She's skilled in high-def makeup, airbrush, basic special effects, hair, and the list just goes on and on and on. Welcome to the show, Veronica.
Well, thank you very much again, ladies, and what a pleasure it is to be here. I'm so excited that we became in touch.
Yes, definitely. I think you have a lot of important things to say, and we're just going to jump right into the conversation. First, just give us a little bit of information about your background and where you're from and how long you've been doing makeup and what inspired you to do makeup.
Okay, I've been doing makeup for about 20 years. And I started in high school probably like everybody else, you know, experimenting on friends during all the school dances, basically. And I found myself working at the Max Factor Museum over in Hollywood. And we had a store there, which is now a diner, unfortunately, a Mel's Diner. But it was a lot of fun. I live in Los Angeles. And I've lived here all my life, so being in Hollywood made things very easy for me to get involved within the makeup entertainment industry. And I went to hair school. I got my hair license, but I don't do hair. I stay with makeup. I work for Sebastian International, which is a hair care company, and they had a makeup line called Truco. I used to teach, travel, talk about the seasonal collections for every spring, summer, fall, winter. I've used, like you said, I've done it. I've done it all.
Wow. Sounds like you have. And still doing it all.
Yes. And I think the transition for me was to teach, because I love teaching. I love sharing what I've learned for 20 years working with different, not just productions, but different people, and learning about not just makeup, but myself as a person. And I think that's why I started the Makeup Artist Workshop, so I can teach up-and-comers what I know and give them the chance to really find their own place, but maybe do it a little faster.
Right.
Yeah.
You mentioned the museum. Tell us a little bit about that, because every time I'm there, I always want to go visit, and I don't know what stops me every time. Tell us a little bit about what's inside of there.
The working for the Max and the Max Factor store museum was right next door to it, and I think when you asked me what inspired you, I think that's what really did it for me, because I grew up, you know, watching old movies that my mother had on and my grandmother, and loving the whole glamorous part of Hollywood, and that really sort of shaped my ideas of what I wanted to do with my talent. I knew I had it in me, and working there and being around all these older celebrities that would come in and buy their pancake makeup, you know, I don't use pancake today, but it did have a place in, you know, makeup history, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So just being around all the celebrities, being around, you know, just people off the street coming in for help, advice, it makes you feel, you know, that really inspired me to help people. So it's kind of like, you know, like what we all do. We love working the production side of it, but we get a better value, I think, for me, when I help somebody else feel better about themselves within makeup.
That's so true. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Now, so I'm just interested in this whole store for the museum, because, you know, I see Mel's Diner every trip I take to L.A., so I had no idea that that was the actual store for the museum.
Well, you know, the store used to be there, and it's now a diner, like I said, but the museum's still around. As I know, yes, go on.
No, I was just saying, yes, I remember the museum is still there.
Yes, and when you go in there, you just feel, you know, really like somebody had the sense to preserve something. We know that things change, packages change, products change, but I feel, and I teach this in my makeup workshops, that you need to know your history so you can become a better future artist. And I think it's a great place to tell people to go to, and next time you're in town, you should make a trip to go there.
So let me ask you, since we're talking about knowing your history and your passion for teaching,
yes.
I think it's so wonderful that, and we can just go right into this whole the Makeup Artist Workshop and exactly what that is and what you all do, but
okay.
I love the fact that, you know, you are a working makeup artist, and you actually teach these classes. I think that's, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with the makeup artist who's retired from working in production and whatever, and they go back and they start a school or they start teaching classes. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's great to have a makeup artist who's still out there, who's, you know, who's still learning themselves, you know, and they go back to teach a lot of, you know, a lot of makeup artists that are still, you know, finding their way through all of this, and even makeup artists who have been in it for maybe like 10 years who just want extra training. I think it's good to learn from someone who's still kind of fresh.
I totally agree with you. The reason I started the workshops was I used to teach for Sebastian, and I wanted to, not only was I was already working, so I was already making a living doing what I love, and I basically freelance. I don't work for any other company. I've been freelancing on my own for about 11 years now, of course, the previous years with Sebastian as a company. So I always tell people, you know, new students who want to do this, you have to have a lot of patience for this business. This doesn't happen overnight. You have to stick with it. You have to make your contacts. But, you know, with enough, you know, passion and encouragement, you can do this. So I started the Makeup Artist Workshops basically to give students affordable education at a short amount of time. So basically we have one-day workshops, we have two-day workshops, we have three-day workshops, and we have five-day workshops. So if you're looking for a crash course in beauty, you want to take the five-day workshop. If you want a three-day fashion runway crash course, you want to take the three-day fashion runway. There's something for everybody out there. If you're a hairstylist and you don't know anything about retro hairstyling, we have a one-day hair class that you can take. All you need to know is the basic principles. The rest is practicing.
Right.
It's up to you.
Right, right. And that brings up a question that I had going back to what you were saying about knowing your history. And I think it's so important because you have a lot of makeup artists, especially makeup artists who want to do film, and, you know, they want to be in the makeup union and they want to do film, but yet they still, you know, can't do period makeup as far as, you know, I'm speaking of, like, you know, the 1920s through maybe like the 1960s or 70s. Like, they
right.
still, you know, they don't understand that. They've never done that. Even when they think they're doing a period look, it, you know, it may not be representative of the period that they're asked to, you know, duplicate. So I think it's important to know your history and to get the courses and the training, even if you just buy a book. But something,
yes, I agree.
It's so important to know that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, in the 5-day workshop, you know, we'll have one day where maybe we go through and we do a 1920s look, a 1940s, even a 1980s look. I mean, does anybody really know how to do the 80s anymore, except those who are still in it? No offense.
Right.
I love the 80s. I love it. But, I mean, if you're going to do a period film in the 1980s and you're 20 years old and all you've ever done was, you know, a smoky eye and a pale lip, you're going to have a lot of trouble, you know, trying to get yourself to think differently. It's really about shaping your changes and educating yourself a little bit more, getting books, like you said, go on the internet. The internet is amazing. I wish it was there when I was around, you know, in the beginning,
right.
Learning. That's right. So I'm with you on knowing your history, looking up, you know, just doing random searches for, you know, a 1978 makeup and see what pops up. And trying to recreate that in your own way. It doesn't have to be a complete copycat. It can be your own version of it. Maybe do a photo shoot. Maybe try to get really, you know, really period with it. Or, you know, try to take it a little bit more futuristic. Something. This is a creative industry. You should be looking at everything, not just what's happening for spring, summer, fall 2010. You know.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So let me ask you, Veronica, how different, or is it different, the makeup artist workshops, how different is it from just the regular makeup school who offers some of the same types of courses?
Well, I think that the difference is, and I want to just say that everything I offer is under $1,000. So let's talk about price difference for just one second.
Okay.
Everything's under $1,000. You can take a class for $149. For one day, or, you know, $2.99 for 2 days. The classes that are, there's lots of classes out there. There's big schools. There's other people doing workshops, and I see more power to you. If you love teaching, you love sharing, then, you know, go for it. But everything I have is totally affordable. I think the difference is in price. For one, if you go to a school like MUD, which is a wonderful place to get an education, and if you have, you know, the funds to do something, then that's fantastic. Other thing is that most people that I come in contact with work or go to school and don't really have that time to take off 3 months or what have you, you know, to go to school basically. So I think that's one of the biggest advantages of learning with me is that it's affordable. And the timeline is perfect for people who work and have families.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great to know.
And what else can I tell you? It's a wonderful thing if somebody can help somebody else and keep it affordable for students. If you can do that, that's what I do. I'm not a millionaire. I'm just trying to offer somebody something, another way to learn at an affordable price.
Right, right. Absolutely. You know, and we didn't have that, you know, those
types of options, I guess, when we first started doing makeup. There weren't a lot of classes at those prices. There were plenty of classes and plenty of schools, but not at those prices. And just like you said, you know, a lot of times, I know when I first started makeup, I was working a full-time job. So taking off for a couple of months is not an option.
That's correct. Most people that I come in contact with actually have, go to school full-time. They go to a school, let's say Paul Mitchell, you know, they only have Sundays and Mondays off. I offer a lot of classes on Sundays and Mondays just for that very reason, so that they can have the chance to, you know, still, you know, get some makeup education while they are in school.
Right. Now, I heard you mention hair, you know, the different hair classes, but what other types of makeup classes do you offer? Do you get into bridal and special effects?
Yes, I offer the one-day special effects. There's a two-day bridal. There is a one-day vintage hairstyling. There is a five-day makeup workshop. Did I get them all? Let's see, 5 days? Yeah, 5 days. It is 5 days, 3 days, 3 day fashion runway. I think that's pretty much it. So there's something for everybody. Whether you like special effects or, you know, and I think that every beauty artist, I'm not sure how you both feel about this, but I feel like every beauty artist should know a little bit about some special effects.
Absolutely.
You do not want to get turned down. You do not want to turn down a job in Los Angeles because you don't know how to do a black eye.
Right.
And that seems to be the one thing that people are getting turned down for, because they can't do a black eye. And it's funny that you mentioned that, but that someone just told me about a situation like that just today, where a young lady was an actor wanted to bring her on as his personal makeup artist. And, you know, really talked her up and really, you know, wanted to bring her on. And she didn't be able to do a black eye, and she couldn't do a black eye.
And then what happens? She loses a job, or, you know, she gets replaced just for something so simple. It's so simple to do one, seriously. And I think that's why we love to offer the one-day basic class. I mean, if you really want to get into prosthetics, then you should go to a school that teaches how to do molding and maquettes and, you know, really specialized stuff. But I think every beauty artist would benefit greatly from, you know, learning how to do blisters and bruises and black eyes and busted lips. They're so much fun and so easy.
Exactly. So much fun.
Exactly. I mean, but it is. And if you don't know where to start, you know, go online, look up makeup books, and buy a book. I mean, because you can learn that stuff really easily. Even if you go to a costume store and, you know, buy certain, you know, the little prosthetic pieces out of the costume store, they have simple directions on the back of how to do things.
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, and how much fun is it just to even, maybe you don't even know how to do anything, but you have an idea of what's involved. How much fun is it to go and buy a bunch of items, put them out on the table, and either do it yourself or have your boyfriend or friend and just experiment, even if you don't really know if you're doing A, B, and C, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so much fun to experiment. I mean, my poor husband, he's been through so much with me. He's a good sport, I must say. So that's what the Makeup Artist Workshop is. It's affordable classes, scheduling as far as timeline. And the reason that they're low is because I don't have a freestanding store. I don't have a location in Los Angeles. I have them at, let's say, at Nene's. Over in the valley, they have a makeup room that we can rent out, and so I basically have classes when I have classes, so I just pay the rent as needed, and that keeps the overhead really low, and that's what makes it, you know, great.
Do you teach all of the classes yourself, or do you have other artists to come in and help you teach?
I teach all the classes myself, but I also have other people who teach with me, and they do a wonderful job. All my artists have been in the business anywhere from 7 years to 20, and they do amazing work. And anybody you want to know about, if anybody is ever interested in my classes, you can always go to the website and look under instructors and click on their links. And if they can't find it, they can always call me. I think it's important for people to find out who exactly is teaching this class. I want to know who I'm learning from.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, Veronica's website, for her personal website, is veronicalane.com, and the Makeup Artist Workshop website is makeupartistworkshop.com.
Now, let me ask you, Veronica, what's the maximum size class size?
Anything from about 10 people, 10, usually no more than 12. Yes, I would say no less than 4. We want to make the class fun. So we want to, you know, the more people you have in it, the more camaraderie you have. So I would say four to ten would be about right. And the more people I have, the more instructors I have come in. So you can probably see not just me, but two other people who will come in and teach with me. As I have so much other things to do as far as, you know, paperwork and stuff, it's nicer for me to entrust my class with one of my instructors so I can go off and do other things within the class. I'm always there.
Right.
Right.
Now, let me ask, do you give out certificates at the end of your classes, or?
Most definitely. There is we have certificates for everybody to take with them and to share and show proudly. You know, I've had friends, they're friends now. Some of my former students have become friends of mine, and they recommend the classes. They've taken their certificates and gotten their discount over at the local Mac store, which is really helpful, because I think that's one of the main things people want to know is, can I get a discount, you know, can I use this for something in the future? And I think that's one of the main, you know, things that people can use it for, is to get their discounts, because who doesn't like a good discount on makeup?
Right.
So are you attending the International Makeup Artist Trade Show this year in L.A.?
I am. I will be there. I will be there as a student. I'm going to sit in on some classes and look around. I also just a quick mention. I'm not sure how much time we have left. I also work as an airbrush instructor for Temp 2. So, I'm one of their trainers in Los Angeles. I won't be working their booth this year, but I did the makeup artist, the Powder Group makeup artist show. I'm not sure if you've been to that one yet. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I do trainings here in Los Angeles in their Los Angeles showroom, just in case, you know, you wanted to know that.
Yeah,
that's good to know. And
yeah,
I've been meaning to visit that showroom as well, so I guess I have to get around to making all my visits.
I know you talk about it, each broadcast. Will you be going to it as well? Will we see you there?
Yes,
we will.
We will.
Excellent. I want to make sure I can connect with you two.
Yeah. Definitely.
We'll call you when we arrive. How about that?
Beautiful. Perfect. I'll be there both days, I think. Definitely.
Okay, good.
Great. I think go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, how do you advertise for your workshops?
I go to the local community colleges and the ones that have cosmetology schools. I also go to the private schools like Paul Mitchell's. They have several in the Los Angeles, Orange County, Inland Empire. I go teach classes for an hour and a half of my time, and in return, the teachers, instructors let me talk about my classes, and that's how I get future students to consider taking classes with me. I also have advertised in the Makeup Artist magazine. I also had a booth at IMATS a couple of years ago, and Just like everybody else, word of mouth is probably the best possible way.
Definitely.
for the cheapest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, advertising, let's face it, it's pretty costly, but you get enough people to take your classes and make an impact, and it's the most wonderful way that you can be recognized is by somebody recommending your classes to somebody else.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely the best.
And ladies, I'll also tell you that I have that you inspired me to finally get on my Twitter and start Twittering about the classes. And so now I'm Twittering every day instead of every month. So, thank you for that. Seriously, thank you.
Well, that's good to hear. So
yeah.
Going back to the trade show, how important is it, in your opinion, for makeup artists, whether they're newbies or whether they've been in the business for a while, how important is it, in your opinion, for makeup artists to attend those trade shows?
I think it's very important. I mean, if you've been in the business as long as I have or even longer, or even if you're just starting out, I think it's so important. I mean, who doesn't want to be around your own kind of, it's like my husband's into cars. He loves car shows. That's what he goes to. We love makeup. Why not come out and hang out? Even if you think you know it all, I promise you, I always tell people, you'll find something new, even if it's a product or a technique or just to see what people are doing. I'm all for it. I think people, especially people who think that they've been in the business so long that they couldn't possibly learn anything else, I think those are the ones that really should get in there and learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we tend to get really into our own routine of doing things. I'm guilty of it. I know it. But I'm willing to, you know, I'm willing to make that extra, you know, step to go to a class and just listen to what somebody else is doing. Even if they haven't been doing it longer than me, that's okay. It's part of the learning process, and what can I say? You should just go, no matter how long you've been in the business, just go and have some fun.
Right.
Exactly. You know, I'm sure you'll bring away something that, you know, you didn't know before, or maybe just think, you know, you can learn something like a technique. You can learn a different way of doing a certain technique that you already know, you know?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where it only happens once a year for IMAPS for 2 days. Out of 365 days, you know, unless
right.
you're working that weekend, there's no reason for you not to go to this show.
Especially if you live in Los Angeles.
Right. It's $35 for 1 day, and most of all the education is free. I don't know if there's any paid classes, but, you know, you don't even have to do those. So I think everybody should go to this show and really just open their minds and be just have fun and wear comfortable shoes. That's all.
Wear comfortable shoes and bring lots of money.
That's right. And bring lots of money. So
thank you. Well, we've enjoyed speaking with you this evening, Veronica. We really appreciate you coming on, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about your workshops, you know, as the year goes on, and I definitely would like to probably take a class, you know, one time when I'm in L.A.
Sure.
Because a lot of your classes are 1 day or 2 days, so I definitely would like to do that. We normally ask all of our guests at the end of the show what beauty means to them, and so we want to hear from you. What does beauty mean to Veronica Lane?
Oh, can you just repeat that last piece? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what does beauty mean to you?
I can barely. Just one more time. I'm so sorry. It's I'm driving.
Okay. What does beauty mean to you?
What does makeup mean to me?
Beauty.
Beauty. Okay, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
Not a problem.
These darn phones. Okay, what does beauty mean to me?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, my apologies. Beauty means to me that when I'm working, especially, I'm going to just refer to my personal clients who I love, because a job is a job. They don't really care what I do, or as long as it looks good. I'm going to reference my wonderful clients, from everybody from my weddings to my red carpets. Beauty means to me that they just look wonderful no matter what I do to them. They love it. Very little makeup. I'm not a heavy-handed person. Just using the right products to really bring out their skin color, their texture. I'm even talking about my clients who are a little older, over 40, 45, 50. They're my favorites. You know, that beauty means to me is less product, more energy, you know, brighter colors, and a good attitude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, ma'am. We really do appreciate it, and we're looking forward to seeing you and meeting you in person at IMET.
Well, can I just say that it's been a pleasure, and I'm sorry for the little audio situation. I know that it's a hard thing to do, but please, I'm so honored that you even called me, that I can be a part of this show, and can I just finally say that I would love to come back again if you will have me as a guest.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
We'll be in touch about that, and we'll definitely have you back on for sure.
Very good. We'll see you. I'll hope to see you in June.
Okay.
Yes.
See you then.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
bye.
Veronica.
You're welcome. Night. My pleasure.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Max.
Hi.
What do you have for us tonight?
Did you call me Max?
Maxie, yes, Max. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you called me Max. Oh, okay. I'm Maxie. That's like calling you Stephanie.
Right.
Well, how are you doing, Stephanie? No, I'm just kidding. Well, number one, I wanted to mention they don't charge for classes at IMAT. There are no paid classes.
No. I think they started something new this year, though.
They did on Friday. Two paid classes.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They're starting something new this year. On Fridays, they have some paid classes. But that's kind of, you know, I don't know, a lot of people probably aren't even thinking that anything's going on Friday.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, if you're paying for a $35 ticket to roam around and look at a bunch of makeup counters, you should be able to also take all the classes for free. If they just started doing that, let me just say, I feel it's a mistake, and...
On Saturday and Sunday, when people are roaming around looking at all the makeup counters, those classes are free as long as you paid for a ticket to, you know, as long as your ticket
represents
that.
Oh, then they have additional,
that.
Oh, okay, oh, I get it. They're
buying,
like, additional classes, like everybody has classes everywhere.
Right, but Friday is something totally, you know, it's different. There's no,
okay,
you know,
so I take that
classes.
Back. You're fine. You're
right.
All good, I'm at. But I was planning actually on doing speaking or demonstrating, or as I do for the Powder Group show and for IMAS usually. And, you know, apparently the people who speak, like, with companies attached to them are being sponsored by those companies. And
okay.
I didn't know that. When OCC had me speak for them in New York and in L.A. and do a little demonstration, David from OCC never, ever said, not one time, you have got to use, you know, this and this product and talk about this and highlight this about our line and push our line or anything like that. I was just talking about makeup in general, and I had sort of an unorthodox lecture that had nothing to do with it. But this year, OCC is one of my favorite companies, and I just ended up using a couple of their products and mentioning a few of their products anyway, like I would anyway. Like, I mentioned lip tars no matter where I'm talking about makeup.
Right.
But this year, I'm going to do, like, a thing about meshing special effects with fashion. you know, type of lecture, and they were all excited about it. And but down the road, it turned out that I had to have a company that was sponsoring me, and all those companies were expecting me to push their product.
So wait a minute, let me ask you. So are you saying that this is something that IMAX is requiring, that if you do a class, you have to have a company sponsoring it?
The company pays for the room. The company pays for the room that you're standing in. And then, of course, that company expects you to promote their product. So I was planning on doing something with Nigel, just, you know, for fun, and, like, help him out or whatever and do some stuff. But I had no, and I was going to incorporate it with my lecture, but I had no idea that the company actually has to pay for the room, which makes it sort of hard to not talk about the company.
Right.
And so David, who's such a sweet angel, never even brought this up to me. I wish he would have. Had I known that he was paying for the room, I would have been like, oh, CC City. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, what else can I do? But at this point, you know, David's doing his own thing. I'm not really, like, publicly promoting for OCC, just on my own behalf. And so I would have had to have asked, or I would have been forced to promote a line in the process of this lecture, and I'm not willing to do it. And I said, if I like the product from that company, which there's very few lines that I like every one of your products.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to our sweet little teacher that was just on and saying, you know, even if you are a know-it-all, you should go to these events, I totally agree with that because I, for one, am a know-it-all. And, you know, and I go randomly floating around those makeup shows. I have a lot of fun at the powder show. And I also have a lot of fun at IMAX. And you do see things that inspire you and cute little products that simplify what you're already doing, you know. But my whole thing for makeup artists is minimize, use less. You don't need 6 eyeliners that are black for the inside of the eye.
Right.
You don't need 10 shimmery gold eyeshadows. Loose pigment eyeshadows blend, so you can create your own colors rather than just sticking colors straight out of the container.
Mm-hmm.
And adjust your own hues. I'm right now running around with a kit that swings over my back, my shoulder. My entire kit is in a... You guys saw it? My little... that little teal plastic...
Yeah.
And leather pack. Oh, that's my kit.
Oh, wow.
So, and with that kit, I can do anything from paint a zebra on your back or, you know, or create some new crazy stuff. Because there's always, within that kit, I have a cross thing, like, with special effects. So I keep in my kit always something that I can make anything out of. You know, like, if you have spirit gum in your makeup kit, the world is your oyster. Like, you can almost do anything. Like, if you have some spirit gum from aging to, like, great, super-duper fashion stuff, like gluing stuff around on the face or head or whatever. But anyhow, it does inspire me, and I think they're all great, those makeup shows. It's just I don't like the fact that what I discovered this year about it, the whole, I didn't even know last time, I thought that they just wanted me really bad to speak, and I was, like, feeling really honored. I had no idea somebody had slipped them a check to make me talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's always been that way, but I guess, like you said, you're just learning that's what it was.
Well, I've never been asked to speak, like, even though I had an extensive resume and had worked with all these celebrities in the past, I had never been asked to speak until after I was on that show, Blush.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never, you know, they've never cared to hear what I had to say until then, you know, even though I've had 10 years of of makeup before that, you know?
Right.
But, so anywho, what are you guys doing? I thought Queen of Blending was going to be on today.
She had a schedule conflict, so we had to move her to the, what is it, the 17th. So in 2 weeks, she'll be on. So, save the day.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, great. Well, by the way, just reaching out to Queen of Blending, how are you going to have a schedule conflict? You can just have the phone on your ear and conduct the interview while you're working or whatever you're doing.
No, she's very present for her daughter. And, you know, that's not allowed. It's all on the ear.
Honey, I have been on this radio show from the set of Ellen, from the set of this
yes,
and that,
yes.
with my phone on my shoulder, talking while I'm painting somebody. And,
But you know how children are, Maxie. Children want all of your attention. So she's doing something with her daughter.
Oh, my God. She's a mama. She's a mama.
Absolutely.
I'm just joking. Anyway, I have Queen of Blending on a pedestal. I love her with all my heart, like crazy. I actually hang out with her on occasion, and we have lunches, and like she comes to Hollywood, and we roam around the city.
Well, you make sure you call in when she does her show. But, Maxie, we will definitely be in touch with you outside of this show for what we're going to do before IMAT. So just don't even ask me any questions. Don't say anything, because I have certain people listening who want to
know.
A particular person
is
who's listening.
I will never talk about how something big is happening.
Right. And there's a certain person that's listening, because I see her on the line, so I don't want to tell her right yet. But we'll definitely be in touch with you about that within, you know, maybe by next week.
Oh, okay, great. I'm excited about it. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll talk to you soon, and thanks a lot, and bye, everyone at Beauty Talk.
Bye. Thank you for calling, Matthew.
I'm leaving. It's over. The show's over, right?
Yeah, the show is over.
Oh, okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And thank you all for listening. And as always, if you enjoyed the show, go out and rate it. Leave us a comment on our profile page here on Talk Talk Radio. And just for those who are listening or just tuning in, our call-in number, if you ever want to call in, ask a question or make a comment, is 914-803-4399. And you can always email your comments and questions to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Follow us on Twitter. Join our Facebook group page. And all of that good stuff. Do you have anything else you want to say, Dee?
I think that's it. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.